brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live into hour number two. If you're trying to call in from Japan and you can't call our 1-800 number, 800-259-9231, you're welcome to call, but normal listeners, do not call this number. It's only a few lines. You already heard James earlier. He and his son had to run to high ground at a local park and climb up onto an old engine, an old train engine, there for the kids to play on to get away from the water. This is for people in Japan or folks, I guess, in Oregon who've been told to evacuate on the coastline, or folks in Hawaii, people affected by the earthquake, by the tsunami. 651-695-7777, 651-695-7777, 651-695-7777. Now, we are having a whole bunch of tweets come in, a whole bunch of questions. I'm going to be going over tweets, the one-line communiques, kind of modern telegrams from Tokyo. Oh, no, they say he's got to go. Godzilla. Oh, no, there goes Tokyo. I mean, it reminds me of the Blue Oyster Cult or something. You know, that's why the Japanese are so into things like Godzilla. They're constantly having earthquakes, constantly having tsunamis, and Godzilla is an archetype of that. Oh, no, there goes Tokyo, Godzilla. It's really Mother Nature. It's God. It's the system. It's the planet. And I'm getting hundreds and hundreds of tweets, hundreds of HARP tweets is what they're called, saying, was this HARP? Was this HARP? Was this HARP? I don't know if this was HARP, but HARP is the god of this world, the New World Order, the little devil system trying to play God. Secretary of Defense, 1998, told the April, or was it 97, told the April issue. Guys, will you pull up the date on that? My memory's failing. Secretary of Defense William Cohen said, yes, governments have developed, and even terrorists have developed, tectonic earthquake weapons. Well, we know HARP is involved in this from the different patents from Eastman and others. It's Tesla technology. And we know Israel's even in their Ritz a few years ago developing earthquake weapons. Other governments have them. So, yes, this could be that. But don't forget, you know, the New World Order and the little devil New World Order with his little pitchfork, he's about the size of an atom compared to the universe. The sun, the moon, don't be so proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to use a HARP magnetic weapon and manipulate the weather or the tectonic plates is insignificant next to the power of the sun and the moon. Okay? To paraphrase Darth Vader on board the Death Star. So, I want to hear from people in Japan or in Hawaii where they did get hit by some bigger waves, some moderate tsunami stuff. We got Sheldon in Japan coming up after the break and others. 651-695-7777. Only folks on Skype really are able to call in on the toll-free, but regular landline folks can call that 651-695-7777. Again, for it, listeners that are ignorant about telecommunications, who think I'm being mean to folks in Japan, sometimes you can't call from foreign countries to 1-800, so I don't mean for you to have to pay for it yourself, but I'll go to your calls directly after this break. I'd go to you now, but I don't want to cut you short. And we are getting your Twitter questions that are pouring in lined up, twitter.com/realalexjones. Continuing to get them that way as well. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. We'll continue to report this on this with Bob Chapman joining us. We'll also hit on the big moves in the value of the dollar worldwide, what's happening in commodities, the biggest investment fund getting out of the U.S. dollar yesterday, U.S. T-bills. While we're busy watching all this, Gaddafi's winning a bunch of battles and retaking many areas, many towns and cities taken by globalist black forces. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I don't like Gaddafi, but he's a smaller demon compared to the globalist. And so now there's an open talk about full invasion since their rebel forces aren't winning for him via proxy. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You notice that just all of a sudden everything's going haywire. Things are just going to accelerate from here on out. The New World Order is coming in. You got Sarkozy openly saying invade, bomb Libya, because now they're... Globalist-backed rebels are not winning, and they've got to keep the domino effect going. The tweets are pouring in. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones saying Obama's giving a speech right now saying that they're going to go ahead with a humanitarian cover and invade through NATO. Libya, Ron Paul's calling it an act of war. Well, what do you think blockades and invasions are? It's like last week, I guess on Monday now, not even last week, Senator Kerry saying, well, you know, we need to bomb their airfields and do a blockade, but we don't need to have any invasion or any act of war or any military action. Yeah, there it is, AP. Obama says U.S. is tightening noose on Libyan leader. President Barack Obama said Friday that a no-fly zone over Libya to keep Colonel Muammar Gaddafi from attacking rebels remains a possibility, and we are slowly tightening the noose around Gaddafi. Really, is Gaddafi won a bunch of battles today. But he has stopped short of moving toward military action. The bottom line is, I have not taken any actions off the table at this point, Obama told White House news conference. Yeah, they'd rather have the rebels they have backed to get control instead of having to have another war, but they're certainly happy to have it. Now, again, that's going on. The dollar is moving towards being depegged right now with the Chinese attacking it, the G20 attacking it. the biggest bond investment fund in the world, saying they're not buying dollars anymore, just devastating. You got the tsunami, earthquake, 8.9, biggest in the 100-plus years they've been recording Richter-scale activity in that area of the Pacific. They're now reporting over 1,000 dead, and it's going to be 10,000 and then 20,000. I mean, this is super bad news. I mean, when you see whole areas of cities with houses and buildings just being pushed by giant waves, people are being crushed and cut up in there, folks. I mean, this is devastating. And Japan is so dense. They're so densely populated in the areas where they allow development that there's a lot of people there dying. I mean, when you're watching those horrid videos, and here's the biggest news. Here's the biggest news right now. And I'm going to Japan and your phone calls, Sheldon and others. Pressure at damaged Japanese nuclear reactor rising with fears. So the pressure is rising. They got six nukes at that one facility. They're all huge. The number one reactor, the others are malfunctioning, but still up and cooling. Under the Japanese law, they've got to issue an emergency when one isn't cooling because the temperature will rise and rise and rise and rise and rise, and then the rods will set on fire, and then they will burn out of their casings, and they will plunge into the floor, and they will melt through the concrete, and then they will explode, and then they will shoot radiation into the atmosphere with nuclear fallout, and you better believe when the plant blows up, it's probably going to make the other ones explode. And I was looking at photos and video of giant oil facilities on fire and huge gas tanks blowing up. I mean, Japan might as well have Godzilla stomping around right now, swinging his tail into buildings. I mean, Godzilla couldn't do this in an hour. I mean, this is devastating. Look at it. I got it on screen right now. Refineries just on fire. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. Man, this is off the charts right now. And so many Americans are giggling and laughing about it like it's a spectator sport, disconnected from reality. And I'm not even saying those poor people are bad folks. It's just that we've been so disconnected that people have lost their empathy. To a certain extent where I guarantee you Americans are out there right now, and I've already seen some evidence of it, just kind of looking at this in awe like it's a spectacle. And I guess you can't judge them in a way it is. I mean, I saw a lot of New Yorkers, even the day of 9/11, who weren't actually hurt in it, kind of smiling and laughing and excited and like it was a football game or something. But I'm thinking about all the people in there dying, all the babies, little kids right now trapped, squealing for their mommy. Mommy's trapped under rubble a few feet away, watching their baby bleed to death right now. I mean, I'm envisioning and mapping what's going on in there, and I got kids, and it's freaking me out. So I'm actually feel like I'm about to throw up thinking about it because I have system spectrum analysis understanding. It's not even hard. You know, I told Charlie Sheen, and I'm going to your calls, just 3 days ago, I said, this is what's going to happen. I said, a crazy person isn't going to make it through that front gate up there and the security guards in your neighborhood, one of the most elite in Beverly Hills. I said, I have envisioned somebody's going to come through the back, climb up the probably 1,000-foot brush hill with a GPS and come over your back fence. That happened last night. I said, I envision all these people you let in your house who watch television. They've been pre-programmed. I said, I'm not bragging, folks. This is my understanding. This is really common sense. I said, you got that Sharps rifle framed on the wall from a movie. It's a plugged movie replica, and it's got some fake Sharps rifle shells. You've got people that watch TV where it's set in dramas based in New York where they find a gun in somebody's house, and they go to jail for it. I go, people call the police on veterans all the time because they see them putting a gun in their car to go deer hunting. I said, you're not supposed to have guns because of this restraining order. And he goes, we don't have guns. And I said, I know. But I said, you're going to have some control freak in your house who thinks you could have a toy gun, they'll call the cops. I said, so that's going to happen. You're going to start having people climbing over the fence and the gates because you're the number one news story in the world. Right now, he's still as big or bigger than the tsunami. Shouldn't be. He thinks it's sick and is making jokes about it, you know, about the fact that he's bigger than the Gaddafi thing right now. So Charlie thinks it's crazy. He says, why are the fluoride heads into this? I told him that was going to happen. I told him they'd start trying to commit him That's now starting. And he's not crazy. He's wound up, angry, drinking a lot of coffee, off drugs, so he's bouncing off the walls. He's a little manic, but that's not crazy. You know, they call little boys raising their hands too much and wanting to wrestle on the playground mental illness now. They've got dozens and dozens of mental illness designations if you don't trust authority and government. I mean, Thomas Jefferson would have been locked up. But point is, I don't just know how to analyze what's happening geopolitically. I can analyze people individually. By the way, any of you could do this if you were tuned into reality. Here, okay, let's go to Sheldon in Japan. I'm going to go to some Twitter questions. But let's just pray this reactor doesn't melt down and then a chain reaction, six reactors could go off. I mean, let's pray. And don't think prayer doesn't have an effect. Now, it could be God's will. But don't think they're in divine providence that God can work through people to throw themselves into the equipment, to give them the understanding to get those emergency pumps working. This coastal plant got hit by a tsunami. Again, a country that has giant earthquakes, giant tsunamis, you know, the old timers there built their houses out of paper because of this, because they didn't like them falling on them. That's the big cause of death. What a building code. They figured it out. And you got a big concrete steel containment unit on the coastline. Most of the reactors are on the coast. Does that make sense? They got a level 4 bioweapons lab in a level 2 containment. That just means glass doors. Galveston, Texas, where hurricanes hit. I mean, it's just. But then the government's got to stick their hands down my pants because a terrorist might blow up an airplane. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning or dying by a bee sting, but I got to give up all my freedom. So federal goons had nothing to do with it. It's a federal takeover. U.S. delivers coolant to Japanese nuclear power plant, and I'm going to the Japan call here. I'm going to skip this break, but put the other article you just had up about U.S. military standing by. That's important, too. Let's go to Sheldon in Japan. Sheldon, sorry, I'm ranting. Where are you in Japan, Sheldon? What are you seeing?
I'm actually in Osaka, Japan, the same as James, which is kind of far from the epicenter. It's like about the distance from San Francisco to Los Angeles, to put into context. But, I was here at about 2:46 p.m., and, my whole apartment just started shaking. I'm on the third floor here. And even though I'm that far away, it was still basically the most powerful earthquake I've felt since I've been here. I've been in Japan.
Are you north or south of Tokyo?
I'm south of it. I'm in the western part of Japan.
Which way is the wind blowing this season?
The season? Basically, usually it comes over the mountains, comes down south in Osaka anyways.
So you are south of Tokyo, so you're going to be in the fallout zone if that reactor blows up. Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, it is a big concern, basically. But, I mean, I'm kind of desensitized to it all because of all the constant onslaught of all the materials we have in the sky, the chemtrails, all this.
Well, let me tell you, this is going to be uranium and high-powered. I'm not trying to scare you, but do you have potassium iodate?
No, I do not believe I do.
No, we haven't had that sponsor in years. We should. I've got every medicine cabinet in my house has got it. If there's I don't want to give medical advice out and get people sick here, but you need to look up alternatives to potassium iodate. There are a few other things you can usually find at a drugstore quickly that are in the iodine family, but I don't remember the specifics, so I'm not going to get into it. In an emergency to fill your thyroid. Because see, what happens is if you absorb that uranium, 236, 238, and other isotopes, because when it melts down, it mixes with things in the surrounding environment and throws off all sorts of horrible miscreant variants of it. You got to fill your thyroid ahead of the radiation hitting you. And again, are they on the news there telling people to get to government emergency facilities handing out the potassium iodate?
No, not really, no. Like, in this part of the country, they're not really doing much other than, they're playing it on every news channel. But they're not really, there's no, feeling of, fear, basically, soccer.
So in a nuclear-powered country,
just going around it.
In a nuclear-powered country, they don't tell everybody to have potassium iodine.
No, not at all. They don't tell anything, basically. Yeah, I mean, here the culture is really kind of, you know, just be quiet and don't cause any trouble. You know, that's really the culture of Japan. So no, there's not no. If we in Japan, they have a saying, "Don't be the nail that sticks out," because that's the first one to get hit. So everybody just kind of just, you know, does what they're told, basically.
Yeah, I have a saying: every nail should stick out, and then they can never hammer us all in.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, listen, Sheldon, I appreciate you calling. So you're south of the fallout right now that blows. Boy, let me tell you, that is not a good thing. Well, do you have a gas mask?
No, I do not have a gas mask. All I have, basically, when the earthquake actually hit, you know, all I was thinking was to grab my gold, because I bought some gold here, and I want to actually just have that on me in case I had to run from the apartment. Because it was actually at that moment that the earthquake was strong enough that I felt
I'm not
like
trying to scare you. I'm not trying to scare you, but if that reactor melts down, everybody's going to start running. If I was you, I would study the winds. I'd get online, pull up the, they'll have the exact winds right now, what they're forecast for in the next week. And then I would make a decision, to go, not north, because it might blow and then you'll be in the way of the tsunami. But, you know, whichever way the winds probably aren't going, or behind a mountain range, you know, wherever you can go away from those winds, just as a precaution, buddy. And of course, again, if it actually blows, they're going to tell folks to shelter in place, but people still run. If I was you, I know there's a mountain range up the middle. I would try to study those winds and get on the other side of the mountain range, or go further south or down to the tip, because it'll probably go south. And then I'm looking at some of the wind charts right now and go out to sea. If I was you, I would be as on a bullet train going south and then to the west. Again, just as a precaution, sir, if I was you, I would be getting out of Dodge so fast it'd make people's heads spin, Sheldon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Again, it may not melt down. We pray it doesn't melt down, but you know what's going to happen if that reactor melts down and blow. You understand it's going to explode and shoot radiation into the air. And, I mean, it's literally killed tens of thousands of people with complications in the last 20 years since Chernobyl. I mean, you do not want to be radiated by this, buddy. You think chemtrails, aluminum dioxide is bad? This is nothing compared to a high-powered dose of radiation.
Yeah, for sure. I'm worried they'll even try to cover it up, basically, because, you know, with
exactly. It could blow up, and they won't even tell you. Exactly. I'm telling you. Study the trade winds right now. Pick a spot and get out of Dodge right now, Sheldon.
All right.
Thank you. And, of course, the media will be like, Alex Jones told Japanese to get out of the fallout zone. Of course, it might melt down and do the China syndrome like Chernobyl. But, again, you need to just, we recommend you go outside and breathe deeply. And don't take potassium iodate. That's Al-Qaeda as well. I can't handle it anymore. Josh in California, that's in the path of tsunami waves that haven't hit yet. We know. Pardon me? Oh, he just dropped. Again, for those that don't know, some tsunami waves did hit the Pacific island of Hawaii, the Hawaiian Islands, to be technical, the chain. And they're ordering people in several towns to evacuate in Oregon that are low-lying, close to sea level, and beautiful Pacific Northwest. And quite frankly, the only thing that really matters right now is that they're talking about this reactor melting down. We'll continue to go over that. The temperature is rising as of an hour ago. And they're telling people this. This is ABC, Reuters, you name it. The media will play on people's ignorance like 10 years from now and say, Jones once said a reactor may melt down in Japan. It was made up. There was no reactor. Japan doesn't exist. Like the time ABC News reported Russia had fired an ICBM at us. I ran in and said it on air because it was on ABC News. And then a month later, nobody remembered it. And people said, Alex said they fired an ICBM. I didn't say that. ABC News said that. Then they came out and said, oh, it was just a test missile. No big deal. And then China fires a missile off the coast. Even Pentagon officials blew the whistle on that. And they still say it was a chemtrail. And then people call me and say, you claim a missile was fired off the coast. No, I said my guest said that, and people in the Pentagon and the former head of NASA said it was a missile trail. You know, that's how mainstream media spins things. I tell the Rolling Stone that I smoked pot a little but didn't like it, and it turns into Alex then quit smoking pot, like I was some kind of pothead. But it doesn't matter. Everybody knows this is happening in Japan, and people will probably remember in a year when the media takes it out of context, and they'll probably say that I said Godzilla was real, you know, because I was talking about Japanese archetypes of worrying about disaster because their country's so prone to it. You know, it's kind of like Charlie Sheen. So much of what I talk to him about, he adopts because he likes me. But then I kind of with horror watch it because, folks, when he's joking around about Vatican assassin warlocks, it was all just because people said that we were reptoid Vatican assassin warlocks. And now people really believe we're Vatican assassin reptoid warlocks. But I don't believe Godzilla's real, folks. And Charlie Sheen's joking about Vatican assassin warlocks. And people just can't get it. They just really, really can't get it and won't get it. And I've got a headache and a stomach ache watching all this happen. We've got pharmacist Ben Fuchs coming up after the break, and we're going to shift gears for 30 minutes on things you can do to protect yourself. And he's a pharmacist. Oh, my gosh, I can ask him. I could search it online. I just know that regular types of iodine, like the military gives troops in their emergency kits and fighter pilots and others, in case they're shot down in nuclear fallout, make you throw up and get sick. There's the potassium iodate pills that are softened that I have and that we've promoted in the past. We don't have a sponsor for that right now. We should. It's really cheap. I guess we don't have a sponsor because it's so cheap they never make the money to advertise. People get it. They get it. So I can ask him about if people don't listen, don't get potassium iodate, a reactor blows up, what are the types of iodine you can take to fill your thyroid? You see, what happens is the number one cause of death in nuclear fallout is in fast-growing cells and glands. I know this because I've researched it. We'll talk to pharmacist Ben Fuchs about it when we come back. And what happens is your thyroid particularly regulates much of the body's metabolic system. I mean, that's not debated. And in fallout, the teeth fall out. You get bleeding in the intestines, but they're tough. The guts can come back, and you can survive your teeth falling out. And again, fast-growing cells in the intestines, they all shed. It's one of the most painful things, reportedly, bloody diarrhea for weeks. But if you survive that, the one thing you won't survive is your thyroid. It will uptake and suck up the radioactive isotopes, if it's not full of iodine, that's the thing that is a blocker, and it will die inside your head, inside your throat, and you will die. You will die. It will rot. You will die. You will die. If you get a moderate dose of uranium and the different isotopes, and if your thyroid isn't filled. Now, that's U.S. Army standard issue. Of course, they hate the trip so much, they get them a toxic form of it that makes them vomit and throw up, but it's better than dying. There is the potassium iodate brands out there that make you a little sick, but you upload it quicker, and we'll talk about that. And look, I don't live in fear. It's the opposite. I got firearms. I got a 3-year supply of food for my whole family. I got a water well. I've moved out in the country. I've got all this, not because I live in fear, but because I know the world's an uncertain, crazy place. And people will never believe they're going to get mugged or raped or earthquake or tsunami or that a black widow is going to buy them and kill them, or that they're going to die in a car wreck. Number one cause of death is car wreck. People are not afraid of it. They drive around like maniacs. But they're so afraid of Arabs. You got a better chance of dying of honey being sting, bolt of lightning. It's something like 24 times in the World Almanac, better chance of dying drowning, you know, drowned. You pull those numbers up. But it's not, you know, scary to die in the water, I guess, or to die from a bee sting or in a car wreck. Well, that's a pretty scary way to die, any one of those. No, it's something about a man in a nightgown or whatever they wear and a big beard. It's fun to get into the fear and, oh, I love troops with machine guns and German shepherds and body scanners. That's what you're supposed to be scared of. That's what's always dangerous, the government. See, I see that, and I'm like, whoa, danger, Will Robinson. Government killed hundreds of millions of people last century. And it's getting a good start right now in this century. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs coming up. More on the earthquakes, everything else.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Okay, we are back live. We'll continue with the latest on the nuclear reactor that is in danger of melting down via a Chernobyl/China syndrome in Japan. The huge tsunami, the record in modern history recorded earthquake, 8.9. Ladies and gentlemen, a 10 is end of the world type stuff because it doubles each level up. We're talking lava shooting 10,000 feet in the air. I mean, an 8.9 is so devastating. It's the record in the last 100 years of recorded seismographs with a seismologist out there. So this is just incredible. But pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us. He's a GCN host Sundays. He's about to be on the hour before I am every day, weekdays. Talk show host and Ben Fuchs. Also, hosts The Bright Side. He's a featured nutritional and wellness information researcher. He's also a degreed pharmacist of many years until he discovered what the synthetic drugs were actually doing and how they're designed to treat the symptoms and not the cause. And he's also involved with myself with Youngevity, and really trying to get people back into minerals, back into nutrients, and the super high-quality products that are provided there at InfoWarsTeam.com. But, Ben, you've been on hold, and I appreciate you joining us. I'm sorry every time I have you scheduled, some big emergency comes up. But you heard my question about the thyroid and potassium iodate and things that people can use during fallout to protect their thyroid. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much, Alex, for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. The thyroid gland is your body's main metabolic gland, and it's a vacuum cleaner for iodine. It sucks up iodine the way your Hoover vacuum cleaner sucks up the dirt off your carpet, because iodine is incredibly important for thyroid functioning. One of the effects of nuclear reactor disasters is the spewing out of radioactive iodine, and because the thyroid gland is so efficient at sucking up iodine, if there is no regular iodine present, and this has a lot of implications to play in thyroid health, we'll get to that in a second, if there's no iodine present, it will take up the radioactive iodine instead, and thus irradiating the thyroid. That's why it's important to have iodine present in the body, so the thyroid will not take in the radioactive iodine. Now, if there's a disaster, you can take potassium iodide, and SSKI is a nice little treatment for radioactive iodine disasters. But even more importantly, you have to have these supplements, these components in your body at all times. Because if you don't have them, your body will make do with what it can find. And for example, there's a component in our environment called bromide that is found in flour, and it's found as a purifier of water. And since the 1970s, bakers have used this bromide to whiten their flour. Bromide looks to the body like iodine, and if there is no iodine present from nutritional supplementation, the thyroid will take in the bromide from the brominated flour, and now you will have a brominated thyroid, and you will end up suffering from the symptoms of brominosis, and you will also end up with hypothyroid. And it just exemplifies how important it is to have a baseline level of nutritional components in your body at all times.
All right, Ben, I apologize again, and I want you to continue, but it's really almost perfect timing to have you here today to show, just with this example of these reactors, how all of this interacts. But here's the bad news. Fox News, Associated Press are now reporting radiation leak at the number one Fukushima plant. There's six of them there together. The temperature is rising. If it continues, it will melt down in some way and could explode and go into a Chernobyl or China syndrome. And, of course, that means, quote, melting through the earth is the term China syndrome. Possible radiation leak at Japan nuclear plant. A radiation leak could occur or could be occurring at the Fukushima nuclear plant near Tokyo in the aftermath of the 8.9 magnitude earthquake. Japanese Trade Minister Bari Kaida told Kyoto News just minutes ago. And there's 2,800 residents living near the reactor. And they're saying that it may need to evacuate. How deceptive is that? You know, to only say the locals are worried. I mean, this thing is going to send radiation all over the world if it does melt down. Sorry, Ben, go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is that it's very important to have nutritional components in your body at all times, because if you don't, your body will make do with whatever it can find. For example, I gave the example about bromide, but fluoride is the same thing. If you don't have iodine present in your body, your thyroid will take in fluoride instead of the iodine that it needs, and now you have fluoride taken up into the thyroid in addition to the bromide. The bottom line is you have to have these nutritional components in your system at all times, and the simplest way to do it is through a nutritional supplement program. That's why I'm behind the longevity products. That's why I'm behind nutritional supplementation. And that's why I've been traveling around the country for the last 15, 16 years talking about how important it is to make sure you have a baseline level of nutritional supplements going in your body at all times.
Well, the globalists know what they're doing, saying, hey, you don't need the iodine in your food. You need the bromide, knowing it's toxic, knowing the sodium fluoride's toxic. What do you make, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, of suddenly the EPA going, okay, we are going to look at stopping using fluoride as a pesticide. Maybe we're going to look at not allowing it to be put in flour to bleach things. We're going to look at cutting it in water. It looks like we're starting to win the fight against these people.
The only way we can win the fight is if we take the ball into our own court. It doesn't do any good to hand-wring and to complain and to whine. We have to take the ball into our own court. And as long as we're sick, we're not going to be strong enough to fight this tyranny. We have to make sure that we have the raw materials in our body to maintain good health, so we do not have to interface with the medical model. If you're sick,
okay,
you're going to be forced to interface.
briefly recap who you are, how you woke up. You're always talking about the thyroid. So many women now have an epidemic
right.
of thyroid dysfunction, their hair falling out, they're overweight.
Right.
Same thing with men. And they'll just give the women artificial thyroid instead of telling them,
awesome.
This is on record, hey, it's the fluoride. Hey, it's the... So just in that area, break down how important this is. Get into other mineral deficiencies, because if you're deficient, then other things are going to take the place. And then last time we didn't talk much about it, run down the longevity products that are available, and we can discount to the listeners. And folks, this is about taking action. This is, I say buy gold, it goes up. I say get the minerals. I mean, I promote what I believe in at InfoWars Team. That's one word, InfoWarsTeam.com. Break it down for people.
This is what I noticed 15, 16 years ago when I started to explore this idea of disease from a pharmacy perspective. We have all kinds of symptoms that people suffer from, whether it's fibromyalgia, or whether it's headaches, or whether it's blood pressure issues or blood sugar issues, whatever. We have lots of symptoms, but all symptoms come from three places and three places only. If you attack the symptoms, you end up playing that silly game that people play at the amusement park where they hit the mole in one hole and the mole pops up in another hole. And that's what the medical model does. It hits the mole in one hole, and then it hits the mole in the other hole, and it keeps trying to hit the moles. But if you attack the problem at the causal level, the symptoms all fall into line. And the causal levels are three. Number one, first and foremost, all disease is connected to the digestive system. And then secondly, the blood sugar and insulin system. And then thirdly, the adrenal gland stress system. So all disease needs to be backtracked first and foremost to the digestive system. No matter what your symptoms are, you have to figure out what the digestive component is. And that involves supplementation, and that involves lifestyle changes around the food you're eating. Secondly, you have to get your blood sugar and your insulin under control. And once again, that involves supplementation, and it involves lifestyle choices that you're making. And third of all, you have to get your adrenal gland, stress gland system under control, and that involves, once again, lifestyle changes and nutritional supplementation. The bottom line is, through lifestyle changes and nutritional supplementation, attacking this triangle of disease at the causal level, no matter what your symptoms are, they cannot help but fall into line, whether it's losing weight, whether it's dropping your blood pressure, whether it's making your diabetes or your arthritis disappear or your fibromyalgia or your migraine headaches, whatever. If you attack it at the causal level through the triangle of disease using nutritional supplementation and lifestyle digestive food strategies, all of your symptoms will fall into line. And the key component here, as always, is going to be nutritional supplementation, because the foods are corrupt. The foods are corrupt from the soil upward. There's no minerals in the soil, or there's a few minerals in the soil, which means there's less nutrients in the produce, which means there's less nutrients in the meat and the fish that we're eating. So there's no way around it. You got to get yourself on a nutritional supplementation program. The good news is the body is infinitely resilient, infinitely forgiving, and a healing and rejuvenating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. So once you start to incorporate these nutritional supplement components, and once you start to make lifestyle changes around the foods you're eating, your body will heal immediately. And I'm talking about the second you start to make these changes, and that's the good news. That's why I call my program The Bright Side.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Ben Fuchs, you know, I talk the talk, and I walk the walk on most issues, but I told Charlie Sheen 3 weeks ago, I said, get a Twitter, communicate directly with your fans, boom, he did it, but then I don't even promote my own Twitter. I was always a big exercise person, then I got out of it, I got out of shape. For years I've been trying to get back in shape. I don't eat fast food, stuff like that very often. I've gotten a lot healthier, but it's hard to pull out of it. And I've never been in the habit of eating vitamins, taking minerals, the tangy tangerine. My wife loves it and is addicted to it. Says it's the best stuff she's ever had. She's totally blown away right now by how good the longevity products are. And I'm literally just now making myself, since I got sick last week, follow my own orders and start taking it. And now I'm well and I feel better than ever. So people, from here on out, we're going to see in the next few months the transformation that takes place on these products. I mean, you're going to see it here on air and see what happens. But everybody I know just loves them. And the difference is, and why I did the research and decided to work with Ben and you know, the other great folks that are involved, Dr. Joel Wallach, the inventor, is because I've separately, and it doesn't mean I I talk the talk. I'm starting to try to walk the walk. I've researched synthetic vitamins, vitamins and minerals that come from an absorbable natural source. And that's why Ben Fuchs separately, because he's his own man, has his own products, you name it, really loves longevity because he's looked at a lot of products himself and knows these truly have the right ingredients. Explain what's in the longevity products at InfoWarsTeam.com that we'll put on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For radio listeners, go to InfoWarsTeam.com, and we have videos of our last interview with Ben Fuchs, and I apologize, we put the wrong photo up, even though I know Ben, but it looked a little bit like him up there last time. We'll put the new video up today, and of course, Dr. Joel Wallach. But expanding on this, what's the difference between longevity and so many other products?
Well, let me tell you a couple things. First of all, I talked about the digestive system, and if you're going to start a supplement program, you want to make absolutely sure that you start your nutritional supplement program with digestive supplements, because it doesn't matter what you're taking if you're not absorbing them. So most importantly, you want to focus on digestive enzymes and probiotics and things that help you absorb nutrients. Now, I want to get to that in a second, because you asked a very interesting question about the longevity products specifically. And Dr. Wallach, who is one of my nutritional heroes, in fact, he's my main nutritional hero and nutritional guru, what makes him so brilliant is he was one of the first people to catch on to the idea that minerals have to be in the correct form for them to have their activity. Minerals have an electrical property, but in order for them to have that electrical property, or to have that electrical property be usable by the body, the minerals have to be in a format that we call colloidal. Now, over the years, over millions of years, plants that have evolved the ability to take rocks from the earth and turn them into these colloidal substances, over the course of millions of years, as the plants die off and the organic matter starts to decay, what's left behind are the minerals that the plant has taken from the earth and activated and electrified in a colloidal format. And today we can actually scoop those minerals out from areas where plants have been concentrated over the course of eons. We can scoop those minerals out of mines and out of caves and out of seabeds, and we can put them in liquid drinks and reactivate those minerals, make them electrically active again. And Dr. Wallach was one of the first guys to talk about this. And he developed an entire nutritional company built around the concept of electrified, colloidal, plant-activated minerals. And when you drink these minerals that have been put back into a liquid suspension, put back into a liquid format, you are literally drinking electrical energy, an electrical energy that's being delivered at frequencies that are specific to each mineral. And that's what the core of the longevity concept is. That's what the core of the longevity products are, is these electrified, colloidal minerals. Drinks. And,
the body is electrochemical, for those that don't know. And to simplify it, these are the type they need and have the absorbability. To dumb it down, just mainline nutrition, they have the synthetic cheap vitamins that I've read mainline studies are even toxic to the body versus what they call the naturally occurring vitamins and minerals. Can you explain that?
Well, the core is always going to be the minerals. Vitamins, as a matter of fact, are defined technically as coenzymes. Vitamins are cofactors. They help chemical reactions work, and they help facilitate chemical reactions, and without them you would die. But the core of everything that we talk about are these electrical components that are known as minerals. When we talk about a mineral, folks, what we're really talking about is a battery. And that's why you have lithium batteries and nickel batteries and cadmium batteries, and your batteries have zinc in them. And if you look at all batteries, you'll find minerals there, because minerals function as little tiny microscopic batteries. And when you ingest them into your system, you're literally ingesting a microscopic electrical battery that is going to improve the bioelectrical.
Yeah, folks, that's how food works. And then oxygen is the main driver that is pushing through the system the different vitamins and minerals that are needed to drive the machines that are inside the cells.
Oxygen is what explodes. It's like in your car. If you look at they used to have carburetors in the car. Now they have fuel injection, but the way it used to work is oxygen would get pumped in and a spark would ignite the oxygen and your piston would move. Oxygen is explosive. Oxygen, it burns things. And so when you inhale,
Oxygen eats metal.
Well, oxygen is important for the burning process to take place, but without these nutrients, The oxygen burning occurs willy-nilly, and it burns everything. It burns metals, like you say. Oxidation occurs everywhere. The importance of nutrients is it allows this oxygen burning to take place in a controlled fashion. Without having nutrients in your body, the oxygen burning takes place in an explosive fashion, and that's one of the leading ways that we die, is we oxidize, we burn. The importance of nutritional supplementation, be they minerals or be they vitamins or be they antioxidants, is these components channel oxygen into the right pathway so that the burning occurs in an efficient...
Well, I read this 20 years ago, but now I'm seeing reports that that's actually oxygenation going on in the arteries and veins, and that when you don't have the proper oxygen and the proper minerals to use it, that it starts burning, basically, to simplify it, in the arteries, and so it basically fries minerals and compounds that should have been used by cells. It's like a car smoking. It just oxidizes out in the arteries.
That's exactly what happens. It's like a rusting. In fact, rusting is an example. How do you make your... If you cut an apple and you leave it out in oxygen, you leave it out in the room, it turns brown, right? That's a classic example of oxidation. You put lemon juice on the apple, which has vitamin C, it stops the oxidation from occurring. And that's basically what happens inside your body.
And then you got the chicken heart studies with nutrients keeping alive so long. I mean, it's real simple, but they keep it voodoo, so you don't know about it. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is our amazing guest. InfoWarsTeam.com is where you find out more, folks.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityC-Energy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Some of the Twitter comments coming in to Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. You can follow us there by Joey Joe Bear in Japan. Yes, quake caused mass chaos. People poured in the streets from my apartment. My wife and I could see Oba Baya on fire. We got reports here again out of Oregon and other towns. Venta del Mar will decide in the next 3 hours whether to evacuate. Smaller tsunamis did hit the Hawaiian islands. There was a huge whirlpool created off the coast of Japan, sucking down ships. We even have video of that. I mean, this is something out of a science fiction movie. But, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. We need to pray for everybody there. And then the big news, they're now saying the reactor could be leaking. ABC News reports the pressure is going up. We're going to continue to follow reactor number one at that facility and what's happening there. Meanwhile, Paul Watson has a big report out. We'll put it on screen saying, no, the earthquake was not caused by global warming, because the BBC and everybody else are already claiming that. It is unbelievable that they will seize on any tragedy to push their takeover of society and to blame it on humankind. I know you guys gave that to me, but just put it on screen or print it again. Yeah, there it is. Global warming did not cause the Japanese earthquake. BBC reporter spouts lies about disappearing South Pacific islands to imply man-made climate change connection to the devastating tsunami. Unbelievable evil. Get that out to counter these people. Global warming did not cause the Japanese earthquake. Going back to pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Again, you can find out more about longevity and get discounts when you sign up. It's like $10. It is $10 to sign up. Then you get the big member discount. That's kind of like Costco or something. And if you want to get friends to sign up, there is that component to it. If you feel like it, to get further discounts. But InfoWarsTeam.com, great folks. We hope an army of listeners, now is out there telling their friends and family about it. I've bought big boxes of it and given it to friends and family. Great way to introduce them to it. The Tangy Tangerine, some of the other products. Ben Fuchs, going over as a pharmacist some of your favorite longevity products and what you recommend for somebody who's going to try something out just for wide spectrum, natural vitamins and minerals.
Right. I'll tell you the perfect product to try out. If you want to experience how effective this is, let me tell you something else, Alex. The sicker you are, the less healthy you are, the needier you are in terms of nutritional supplementation, the faster you notice results. That's the beautiful thing about nutritional supplementation is your body, as soon as it sees these things, if it's in a deficiency state, it will suck these materials up like a dry sponge sucks up water. And that's why my favorite product, and I love a lot of these products, but my favorite product is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Let me tell you why. It is a powder that you put into water and drink. And in pharmacy school, one of the first things they teach us is the route of administration has a dramatic effect on how well a nutrient is absorbed. A pill is the poorest route of administration. A capsule is a little bit better. A liquid is a very effective route of administration because you bypass the digestive process. It goes right to work, and many of us are compromised through the digestive system, so when you drink your nutrients, you get rapid absorption. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine at $48.50 a month is a ridiculously cheap and effective way to get.
What is that, like $1.30 a day to get everything?
I'm telling you, it's not even a cup of coffee a day for $48.50. But what do you get for that? You get large doses, generous, copious amounts of vitamin A, of vitamin C, of vitamin D, of vitamin E, of vitamin K, of the B vitamins, of zinc, and on and on and on in a liquid format. You can put it in a water bottle and drink it, and the body loves to have the nutrients delivered to it in a slow, sustained release fashion. And when you drink your nutrients out of a water bottle, you give your body the nutrients in this slow release fashion that your body loves.
And how many minerals does it have in it?
It's got all the minerals, 92 plus, all plant-derived, all right. The way I explained earlier.
And on the website, InfoWarsTeam.com, you can also find the phone number. If you've got any questions or want to call and ask about being a member and getting the discount, or you can just buy the products there. I really believe in it, and your purchase supports the broadcast, InfoWarsTeam.com. Let's do 5 more minutes with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Bob Chapman.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.